summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
7:37 right now. Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run on BFM 89.9, The Business Station. I'm Melissa Idris. I've got Tan Chung Han here with me. We're going to be taking a look at international markets. Joining us on the line from New York is Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer of Lando & Fuse Capital Managers. Hi.
Good morning, Dodge. All right, so President Trump's pick for Fed Chair Jerome Powell had his confirmation hearing overnight Malaysian time. New chair, same old Fed. Is that your base case come February 2018?
Yes, Alan, good morning. We feel that there's not going to be a real change in prospective interest rates, but one thing we're watching, Powell does represent a threat to Trump for three very specific areas. He's generally supportive of tough financial regulations, and Trump is not. Like all Fed officials, he also zealously guards the central bank's independence, and he will have to raise interest rates, perhaps frequently. So he is on an inevitable collision course with the president. He does not support easing rules on risk-based capital requirements, but there's a bigger issue. Could there be three interest rate hikes next year? Yes, maybe even four. So we will see how this works out, but I do think he comes in as fiercely independent, and he will do what he perceives to be best for the U.S. dollar, the U.S. economy, and interest rates.
And also we've got Powell's possible predecessor, Janet Yellen. She's set to give her outlook on the U.S. economy. I mean, her testimony before Congress, slated for later today, 11 p.m. Malaysian time. Any hints as to what her outlook might be?
I suspect there will be no surprise, no changes in what she has been saying, because she is seeing her successor continuing her style, her perception of interest rates, and the fact that, yes, there are some fairly big surprises that could occur, particularly with North Korea, for example, but they remain as surprises, Han. They cannot be put into any kind of timing or definite reaction or contra-reaction. So she, I think, will be able to skate through with confirming what she's been saying. I think she will probably, I think she has an opportunity here to really emphasize the fact that not only is the U.S. improving, but the world overall is improving. The GDP growth across the world, we could hit maybe 3.5%, 4% next year. So I think there's a very positive environment. I think she'll take advantage of that.
Now, Dodge, also later this evening at about 9:30 p.m. Malaysian time, we've got the second estimate to U.S. third quarter GDP, speaking about the U.S. economy. So markets expect 3.3%. That's an upward revision from the first estimate. So looking at the U.S. economy's performance, though, and since we're talking about Janet Yellen and Jerome Powell, has the performance so far from the U.S. economy, has that been entirely down to monetary policy?
Well, no, not entirely. I think monetary policy and the easing environment that we have faced has helped in other areas that are much more important than pure monetary policy. And this is going to be very critical as we get into rising interest rates. We perceive that there could be four interest rate hikes next year. So that the economy is getting stronger. There are more jobs. You take a look at our retail season that we've been going through. We've had records, which implies that the consumer is confident about the future. So the perception of the future is now innocent until proven guilty. In other words, there's more confidence that we will get through rising interest rates, we'll get through a potential downturn in the economy or political surprises, and that confidence will continue until it doesn't. And so I suspect that we're going to go through a period here where our economy will continue to grow, supported by world economic growth. And I think that will create the environment that Yellen is going to be facing and talking about, and also what we're going to be facing in the first quarter.
All right, Dodge. So as you pointed out, you've got consumer confidence, you've got monetary policy, you know, that is feeding into the U.S. economy. It's chugging along quite nicely, upwards of 3%, at least for the past two quarters. Now, on top of that, you've got the prospects of some fiscal stimulus, right? You've got the Senate tax bill that could be voted on this week. So really, how much more impetus can those proposed tax cuts provide to the U.S. economy? How much more upside is there?
Not much more based on that, Han. The importance of what happens with the tax provisions, the tax cut deal, whatever comes through, is that it will support the growth that we have already started on. We have been higher than 3%. If you go back into 2014, you'll see that we are in the 4% level. So this is not an historic high. It just needs to continue. We do not want to see it hesitate and start to decrease, or the perception decrease. So I suspect that we will continue to see 3%, 3% plus. The fact that the tax cut deal will go through, it doesn't create that, it's not that there's that much more upside. It will just continue to support a 3% plus growth. That's what's going to be important for the economy, both for the United States and also for the world in general.
So now, Dodge, you use the word continuation here. So what would be, on the flip side, the potential downside risks to the continuation of the U.S. economy's trajectory? Because I think earlier you briefly mentioned North Korea. So perhaps geopolitics, what risks should we look out for?
Yes, that is the major geopolitical risk that we are facing. And it is not just for the U.S., but we will be watching it very carefully. The important thing for us in terms of the market, though, is we cannot anticipate a bear market. We cannot anticipate the risk coming until it actually happens, which makes it very difficult. The market as a whole will pull back, but until it becomes more serious, it will not be serious. And that means that we will be seeing the perception that the market is strong, that the geopolitical risk can be monitored and handled in a non-warlike fashion. And so, therefore, what we'll see is buying pullbacks and sector rotation. But there is a risk, and we have to be on our toes. It just means that we have to be alert, but not anticipate the risk occurring until it actually occurs. And that's probably the hardest part of what we're going through now. We have seen some sector rotation, which has not really been that critical yet. And I suspect that it will continue at least through to the end of the year, and then we'll see what the new year brings. But in the meantime, we will be watching the geopolitical risks on your side of the pond, and we are hopeful that everything can continue on a peaceful road, but we're not sure that that is as positive or as definite as we were about a month ago.
So given all that we have discussed, you know, given monetary policy continuity, the path that the U.S. economy is on right now with potential fiscal stimulus in the works, and like you say, perhaps four rate hikes next year. So given all that, what's your overall investment theme for 2018?
One, do not anticipate a bear market. When the market pulls back, buy it until it really becomes a more serious 10% pullback. Two, watch the sector rotation and take advantage of it. Three, divide investments into longer-term investments and shorter-term trades, but not overnight or intraday. And when I'm saying that, what we're thinking is buy two times the position one wants to end up with and trade half of it in order to take advantage of what we will be watching very closely, and that is fluctuations and volatility in the market, which we do think is going to now grow. We've had a nice long period of stability. It's not going to last that much longer, but it doesn't mean we're going into a bear market. So we are looking to take longer-term positions, but to trade around it in order to take advantage of some of the shorter-term volatility.
Excellent stuff as always. Hey, Dodge, always a pleasure speaking to you. That was Dodge Dorlan, Chief Investment Officer with Lender & Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
Wow, I mean, a couple of really interesting things there, Han. Four rate hikes next year, he reckons. I was quite surprised about that. Three to four, maybe. And also speaking about the geopolitical risk that he raised, just a few hours ago, it was reported that North Korea had fired another ballistic missile. And I think this makes it the fifth one yet. So again, really increasing the geopolitical tensions around the region.
Yeah, and going back to what Jerome Powell said, he said recently prior to his Senate hearing that the U.S. interest rates could be what might have further upside to it, right? So 3-4, we have to watch and see what that does to the dollar, what it does for the ringgit, what does that do for U.S. monetary policy.
All right, we're going to be coming back with a look at the local business scene after this. Another Bank Negara deputy governor has stepped down, all within the space of a year. Details next on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.